Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
The billboard showed the image of a young woman. She was very modestly dressed with at least four different layers of clothing. She had brown eyes and blonde hair peeking out from under her hood. Her expression was partly hidden by her left hand because she was using it to cover her mouth. Her right hand was holding a pregnancy test, and it showed that she was pregnant. Now, there was no wording on the image, but from her eyes and her body language, you could tell she was shocked. And at first, this would seem like a billboard for a teen pregnancy crisis center. But this was actually a billboard outside of St. Matthew in the City Church in New Zealand in 2011. And the woman was Mary. Glenn Cardy, the vicar, or the pastor of the congregation, had the idea for the image. He said, "The real aim of images is to stimulate thought and discussion about meaning. In this case, about the meaning of Jesus' birth." He then admitted, "People can get upset about all sorts of things, and no doubt some people will, but I don't think most Christians will." But just a week after the billboard was posted, his suspicion came true. Arthur Skinner, a member of an organization calling itself the Catholic Action Group, was photographed taking a pair of scissors to the billboard and destroying it. "Yes, it's vandalism," Skinner said proudly. "I'm guilty. If they want to arrest me, be my guest. If it comes to that, I believe in being persecuted for my faith." Vicar Cardy then said, "I'm disappointed that there's not more tolerance of different views." They obviously felt very strongly about it. "I'm just disappointed that the strength of that feeling has led to vandalism." Christmas is full of images. And usually they aren't the kind of images people want to slash with scissors, though. They're usually images of peaceful Mary holding baby Jesus as proud Joseph stands nearby. They're images of shepherds and sheep out in the fields. They're images of angels overhead. These images don't offend people. But Christmas is also real life. And now it's true that Mary didn't use a pregnancy test like many women today do. But she was still a teenager, probably 13 or 14. And she was not expecting to be pregnant. She was engaged to a man who, when he found out she was pregnant, still considered leaving her. And they still had to figure out what their lives would look like now with this unexpected change. These are all real-life struggles. All right, for the most part, we sentimentalize Christmas. Yes, we know it's about the birth of Jesus, but typically we think of the no crying he makes, little Jesus asleep on the hay. It sort of makes him sound like a doll you'd buy as a Christmas present. New this Christmas, it's the no crying he makes Jesus doll. Wrap him in swaddling clothes and put him in his manger accessory. Then leave him alone, because unlike a real baby, he'll never disturb you. Wouldn't that be the dream of any parents of a newborn? For him not to cry and for every night to be a silent night. But as many parents know, that's not the reality. So So how about a new Christmas carol? Sleepless night, tired night, all's not calm, all's not right, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so colicking wild. Sleep, oh please go to sleep. Please, dear God, go to sleep. That's real life with a baby. And so in reality, with Christmas, we get two different sides. There's the sanitized side of saints and shepherds and singing angels. But then there's also the real life side of struggles and sleepless nights and serious doubts. And maybe that's why the first thing those angels said to the shepherds was the same thing the angel said to Mary. Do not be afraid. And yes, that could have been like, do not be afraid of us, since angels weren't cute little cherubs, but rather frightening messengers of God. Or perhaps it was also like, do not be afraid of what's going on in the world. Because there was plenty for the shepherds to be afraid of. On a political level, Rome was occupying their land. On a social level, the shepherds were among the outcasts and probably had few friends. And on a physical level, they were working thankless jobs and just trying to make ends meet. They had plenty of fear in their lives, just like we do. All right, on a political level, we're afraid of what long-term impact a government shutdown could have. On a social level, we're afraid when we feel like our kids are growing up in a tougher world than we did. And on a physical level, we're afraid when we hear about things like contaminated food or we get bad news from the doctor. This is life at Christmas too, folks. Even if Mother Mary did not have a pregnancy test, her pregnancy still changed her life. And it was still beyond her control. And we know our world and our lives are changing too. And sometimes it's beyond our control as well. And yet, my friends, in all of this fear, Jesus is still born. Even when Mary was terrified about having a child and not by Joseph, God was still with her. Even when Joseph was worried about what to do with Mary, God was still with him. Even when the shepherds were scared with the appearance of the angels, God was still with them. Listen again to that angelic announcement. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. For so long they had waited for the Messiah. For so long they had anticipated his arrival. For so long they had hoped he was the one to free them from oppression. And yet he shows up here as a child, wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Not exactly the dramatic entrance they were expecting, but still good news. because the Messiah has come. And God is doing wonderful things that they never could have imagined. And notice that the angelic announcement was not directed to those in power. It was not given to the emperor in Rome or the priestly elite in Jerusalem. It was given to those who were scared about life. It was for the shepherds and for Joseph and for Mary and for you. Maybe you're not feeling very festive right now. Maybe you're looking forward to when your extended family leaves and you can get back to your regularly scheduled life. Maybe this is your first Christmas without that certain loved one. Whatever you're going through right now, in your pain, in your fear, in your real life, Jesus is born. And he is born for you. So listen again to the message of the angels, this time addressed to you. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you was born in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find him in places you wouldn't expect to look, with people who don't seem that important, in a nation overwhelmed by fear. That is good news of great joy. And so now that we have heard this promise, we can do as the shepherds did, and glorify and praise God for all we have heard and seen. Mary didn't use a pregnancy test, but her baby was still real. And he still changed the world for the better. That's not just worthy of a billboard. That's worthy of proclaiming over the hills and everywhere. Jesus Christ is born. For Mary and Joseph, for the shepherds, for the world, and for you. And so in the name of the one whose presence we celebrate, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.